Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live on the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. We got a lot of things we need to talk about. We got 1 week until the Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina on March the 26th. That is next Saturday. March the 26th, it will be a great event. We have some really talented people that are going to be performing at this year's Independent Artist Festival. I can't wait to see what this year brings. But we're going to talk a little bit about the Independent Artists Festival because there's some things I need to address. I've debated if I wanted to come on here and address those things with some of the people. Well, if I wanted to address those things, I'll just say that. And I think that I probably do need to address some of it, but I'm not going to give it a lot of my time because we are really trying to get this festival where it needs to be and where you are going to be thoroughly entertained. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about why certain things happen in the area that we are having the festival. Why is the mentality still the way that it is in the Gastonia area? Don't understand it. Never have understood it. Don't know if I ever will understand it. But I promise you what we have in store for you at this festival is going to be something great. I think you guys are really going to like it. And I really hope that you come support the festival because these people that are performing at this year's festival, it is a great thing. It is they are some very talented people. They are people that have given their time to entertain. And why wouldn't the place where they live, why wouldn't those people come to support them? I'm going to give you ticket information. I might give away a few tickets here on the show. So I just need for you guys to understand that this is a very important event. Maybe we might be joined by Sax Life in a little bit. We'll see. But I want you guys to understand that this is one of the most important events of this year that is happening in Gastonia. And I think that you guys really need to pay attention to what's going on. And you need to pay attention to who's doing things and who's trying to make things happen on a positive level. Okay? Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number is 515-602-9653. We're going to get down there as soon as we come back. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Attention, and I'm a ninja, sweetheart, that you're not only mine.
like the one I know. Oh, oh. If you are ready for the show, I bet you now a different year. I'll wipe away all your tears if you love me. Give me
wanna go crazy.
Already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, green light ink, it's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Back to the show. Number is 515-602-9653. And number again is 515-602-9653. Real quick, guys, before I get to running my mouth even more, I'd like to take the time to thank some cities. First and foremost, Gastonia, for always supporting the show, for always showing me the love that I know a lot of people don't get. So I really appreciate it. Little Rock, Arkansas, Chicago, New York, South Philly, Colorado. My goodness, Seattle, Bakersfield, California, Houston, Tallahassee. I appreciate you guys continuing to rock with me and show me some love for this show. Please continue to show me the love, and I really appreciate the way that you have supported the show. Also in Montgomery, Alabama, thank you guys. There's more to come. There's more to come. There's a lot more to come. We're talking about the Independent Artist Festival. Guys, if you don't do anything else, even if you don't come, buy a ticket. Give it to somebody. Give it to somebody who wants to come. This is not one of those shows where you see a bunch of booty shaking and a lot of obscene things going on the show or in the show, things you would not be proud to bring your children to. This is not one of those shows. This is our 10th annual Independent Artist Festival, where we celebrate our local artists. And I'm talking not rap, just rap or R&B. I'm talking rap, R&B, gospel, bluegrass, country, whatever. The artist has to bring forth on the stage. We give them the platform. It's a no judgment. It's a judgment-free event, and we are just simply celebrating those that have talent in this area, because we want people to understand that there are people in this area that have just as much talent as they do over in Charlotte. We have just as much talent over in Charlotte, if not more. We don't have to go over to Charlotte to, and not to take nothing away from Charlotte, but we don't have to go over to Charlotte just to be entertained. We got that entertainment here. Now, I do want to touch bases, and you guys can go get your tickets at Eventbrite. I have put it on my Facebook page. There is a link to go and buy your ticket. Tickets are only $8, guys. They're only $8. Until you get to the door, they'll be $12. But they're only $8 tickets. Come support your local artists. That's what it's about. If we don't support them, then who will? If we don't support that young musician, then who will? Us supporting them might be the difference between a young musician taking off and being somebody great, or just somebody who picked up a pair of drumsticks or playing the keyboard or guitar and just forgot about it. We don't want that. We want them to be able to be everything that they want in life, and it comes with support. We support the most cynical things in this area. And I'm just going to put it out there. We support things that doesn't have a thing to do with growth in our community. Not a thing. But it puts some chatter in some people's pockets. But it has nothing to do with growth in our community. We support those things. But when something comes along that has great substance, that is clean, hey, my own mother's coming. I wouldn't have nothing that I couldn't bring my mother to. When we have things that are clean, that are on point to be successful for our young people, and we choose not to support it, I don't understand the ideology. I also don't understand the ideology of people who want to talk down on someone who is trying to do something for the community. I don't understand that ideology either, especially if you call yourself a leader. Go to the phone lines. Carla, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Jay?
I knew that was you, Sax. Welcome to the show, that is. One of the artists that's going to be performing, and that is Sax Life. Man, I appreciate you coming on the show. I know you might be busy.
So I appreciate it, Jay. Damian Cloud, a.k.a. Sax Life, straight from Dallas, North Carolina. now I live in Asheville. Everyone, next Saturday, all I'm going to say is don't hear about it. Be there to see it for yourself.
That's right.
Simple as that. Don't hear about it. Be there to see it for yourself.
That's right.
Jay has done this for 10 years, and he's put his heart and soul into this. I was a part of it, the last one he had at Hickory Tavern. And when I tell you, it was an experience like no other.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw it out. This Saturday, 126, Little Theater of Gastonia, 5 o'clock, come. The ticket is $8. Some of us spend that at Wendy's. $8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not $100, $8.
Yeah.
$8. Some of us spend that on candy at the store. $8.
Yep.
This is going to be one for the book. And as he said, I will be performing, but I'm not performing by myself.
No.
I'm not performing by myself. I'm performing with, I'm just going to call it, like I see. I'm performing with the Avengers of Music. Yeah, I put it out there, the Avengers of Music.
Yeah.
The Avengers of Music, Sax Life Experience with Platinum Vibe. I'm trying to tell you. Forget what you heard in the past from Sax Life. Throw that out. This coming Saturday, March 26th, stay tuned.
Sax, if you can, like you say, you played in the last festival before COVID kind of stopped a lot of things. Give them a little example of what energy is like there.
Okay. When we started the fest, I think from the jump, from a scale from 1 to 10, we were at a nine and a half from the jump. By the end, we was in the 20s. I mean, when you got people sitting in the audience, and at the end they all dancing and not wanting to go home. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a high like no other.
and you know the crazy part was over at the venue we were at, they didn't want to give us no due justice. They tried to put us outside like it was going to be a stumbling block for us, but little do they know, that was just a blessing in disguise. Y'all, this is why I say you don't mess with nothing God has his hands on. Look, when we started the last festival over at Hickory Tavern, it was pouring, thunderstorm, raining.
Yes.
And they told us that we had to be outside. And I weathered there a little bit, and I said, you know, maybe I should just call this festival off. And Sax Life looked at me, and he says, nah. And he had his drummer that was there and his keyboardist that was there, and it was like, nah, we're not calling this off. They was like, we're not calling this off. We gonna get smiled upon. God's gonna smile upon us. And I tell you what, people, about 10 minutes later, the rain stopped out of nowhere, and the sun come out so bright. It come out so bright, and we were able to have this festival. And it just lets me know that, you know, whatever you believe, whatever higher power you believe in, I believe in God. When you think that things are not going the way that they should, I tell you, God's plan is always the right plan. And we can't understand it sometimes, because I didn't. But when I tell you that that festival was so lit, you would have never thought so from the time we got there and started. The band started putting their instruments, putting their equipment together. It was pouring. It was pouring raining, and I didn't think we would make it.
And what happened? That rainbow came out, the confirmation.
That's right. So I say that to say, for the ones that are going around saying things that they shouldn't say about me and the show or whatever and the festival, you got to be careful. You better be careful, because when you start messing with people that God got his hands on, then you start messing with God. And I'm just going to step back. I'm not even going to bother it. I'm not even going to deal with it. I'm going to let God have it. Let God have it, deal with it, and do what he does best. And what he does best is make sure that his people are taken care of. So whatever you do, come out to this show on March the 26th. That's next week. Next Saturday, March the 26th, come out to the show. Make sure you come to the red carpet event. It's going to be at 4:30. The red carpet event starts at 4:30, and then the show starts at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time to like 9 or 9:30. It will be a great event. It will be a celebratory event. It will be an event full of knowledge, wisdom, guidance. It will be an uplifting event. It will be an event that I promise you, you will not forget. It will be at the Little Theater in Gastonia. This alone is a great thing, because we need to support the Little Theater in Gastonia. We need to make sure that the Little Theater in Gastonia sticks around, because it is a staple in the community. And I, for the life of me, don't understand why we don't want to get around or gather around the historic staples in the community that we all grew up being around, and making sure that they're here for our young people. When it's gone, you'll complain. So why not take care of it now? What you think, Zach?
I agree with you 100, and I just want to leave one thing with you. I heard a great songwriter have lyrics to a song. Let them talk about us. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
Enough said.
Enough said. Sax, I appreciate you, brother.
Brother, you know I love you.
Love you more, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to see you guys vibe the way you vibe next week. It's going to be epic. A lot of people don't think so. Well, I'm not going to say a lot of people. There's more people for us than it is against us. The ones that are against us, they can go sit in the corner somewhere. It's okay.
When I hear all that negativity, I just think about this. No weapon formed against me will prosper. It won't work. Simple.
That's right. So it is what it is. We'll do what we need to do because we know what's going to happen that night of the 26th in Gastonia, North Carolina. We know what's going to happen at the 10th annual Independent Artist Festival. And it's going to be a great, great look. Sax, if you want, you can stick around with me a little bit. I got to go to a commercial real quick, but we'll come back and we'll talk about a little bit more about the Independent Arts Festival. We're going to talk about what's going on in Gastonia. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Again, it's 515-602-9653. Call in if you guys want to be on the show. I would definitely put your mic, turn your mic on so you can express the things that you want to talk about on this show. If you are just joining us, we have been talking about the 10th Annual Independent Artist Festival that's going down next Saturday at the Little Theater Gastonia at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, red carpet event, 4:30. I really, truly would like for you to come out and celebrate our artists in this area and the surrounding area. Also, I do have, I will say this, I do have artists that are driving three hours away to come perform for you. So this is not just a little put together night of hanging out. This is very, very, very strategically put together, and it is for you. The platform is for the artists, but the entertainment is definitely for you. And I hope that those that do attend, I hope that you leave with a new outlook on independent artists. Independent artists are special to me ever since I've had this show because they are the ones that make the show all of this music you hear me play on this show. And some of it I've been playing for years because I really support the artists, but the music you hear on this show, it's all indie artists. These guys are and ladies are so polished till it's unreal. Speaking of polished, I'm going to have on the shows next week, and I'll stream those shows, but on the show next week, we will have the artists that are going to be performing at this year's Independent Artist Festival. I promise you it's going to be a great event. And what's happening, fam? What's going on with you, Ms. D? I ain't seen you or heard from you in a while. I hope you're doing okay. Sorry about that, y'all, but I seen somebody in the chat that I really wanted to say hello to. But I want you guys to understand that you are going to be hearing some of these artists. I'm going to interview them and play some of their music next week. And I just want you to get a glimpse of who they are. Because some of them, you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know that they they think that deep or that they were that type of person. But what's really going to knock your socks off is when you hear their product, when you hear them in their element. That's where you're going to say, wow, this is getting ready to be a super duper dope event. Again, this is not a bunch of booty shaking. This is not, this is not a booty shaking event. This is not an event where you'll be sitting there scratching your head. This is an event that you will be ashamed to bring your mom to. This is not an event that you would be ashamed to bring your brother, baby sister, whoever to this event. This is not that event. What you will get is the very best in indie artists and upcoming superstars that you did not know exist in this area. You're going to say to yourself, where did he find these people? And these people are sitting right up on you every day with their music displayed. And I hope that some of them have their music so you can purchase it. I hope some of them have their music, have things that you will be able to get in touch with them. But you're going to be amongst people that do this all the time. And they work a regular job and they're regular people, but they have a passion. And I think that we would be arrogant to not support what's going on with some of the people, with all of the artists that you're going to be exposed to at the festival next Saturday. I think that we cannot continue to be like this with one another. You say you love your community. You say you love your city. You say you love wherever you live. Now's the time to show it. You can go to Eventbrite. You can buy you a ticket. They're only $8. Or if you wait till you get to the door, they're $12. Now, children that's 5 and below, they get in free. But I want you guys to understand that this event is a very special event to me because we started the very first independent artist festival about 9 years ago. And a lot of you don't even know that we've been doing it for 10 years. A lot of you don't know it because you've never come out, because you've never sought out this type of entertainment. I'm just going to be real with you. I don't do this to be all over Facebook. I don't do this to get notoriety as, oh man, look what this guy can do and this. I don't care about that. The one thing I said when I created this radio show was that I was going to give people, everyday people like myself, the platform to get the stories out that they needed to get out, to get the information out that they needed to get out, and to heal when they need to feel like it is a place of peace, a safe place for them. And this is. My show is a safe place. I don't let people come on my show and get bashed. I don't let people come on my show to be rude. I don't let people come on my show to talk about other people. I try to bring people together. I try to find a common denominator between those that are arguing, between the problems we have in our community, and I try to find solutions for those things that we think are problems in our community. Now, if anybody does not agree with anything I just said, please call in the show and tell me why you don't agree, because I know what my track record is, and I know what I have done in the community. So for someone to go around and to try to bash me, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. And, you know, I've often heard the biggest form of flattery is a copycat. And I'll leave that right there. You be a copycat. That's fine with me. I don't care. I wish you much success. But I promise you, Don't come for me in that area. Please don't come for me in that area, because I am not the dude that wants to go up against, especially somebody that look like me. I don't want to go out going against someone who looks like me. I don't want to go out against someone who don't look like me. If we both are in the same room of what we're doing, more power to both of us. But when you start saying things, especially things that's not true, you don't want to do that. I'm just going to say that. You don't want to do that. You might think you want some of this, but I promise you, you don't. So don't do that. Please make sure that you understand that we can do greater things together instead of being separated and divided amongst one another. This is why I bring these shows to you. This is why I cover some of the topics that I cover. This is why I sit in some of these community forums that I have sat in over the years. This is why I have done so many activist projects in the community. I didn't do it to get on TV. I didn't do it to get in the newspaper, because half of the time, I don't even invite those people to come and see anything that I'm doing. There are some people that do that. And where are they now? Nowhere to be found. They're nowhere to be found because they have had their 15 minutes in the limelight, and now, because no one's paying them any attention, they have nothing to do or offer the community. Y'all better watch out for people like that. I keep telling you, this is a very important election year. Those people who have done things in the community, good things in the community, you need to back them up and bring them back on in their prospective positions that they are running for. Those that you don't think can do the things that you need done in your community for your young people, you better leave them alone. You know, I heard something from someone. I think it was an interview with, I'm not going to call his name. But anyhow, I think I heard an interview one time where a gentleman said that you're not supposed to meet your hero. You should never meet your hero. If you meet your hero and your hero is not who you think or thought were all this time, it can do a lot. You look up to them as heroes, and then you find out that they're not people you thought they were. That's a lot to swallow. So this is, and I hate talking riddles, guys, because I am one of the straight people you're ever going to meet. But my objective, to have a successful independent artist festival, 10th annual independent artist festival, and it only can be successful. I don't want you that we don't have people supporting the festival. I need for you to know. What's up, sis? I need for you to know that if it's only two people in that audience, this independent artist festival will happen. Right now, it's not going to be two people. I need for you guys to go grab your tickets, secure your spot for the Independent Artist Festival, March 26th, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at the Little Theater in Gastonia. And this is not only about the Independent Artist Festival. This is about the Little Theater in Gastonia also. A lot of you guys don't even understand or didn't understand that this happened at the Little Theater. I think this is the very first time that something like this happened. And I need you guys to understand that this type of event opens doors for many other things. If you want to come to an event where you're going to feel good, where you're going to be thoroughly entertained, you're going to be enlightened, And most important, when you leave and you wake up this morning, you don't regret where you was the night before, then this independent artist is where you need to be. Because I can tell you, there's some other places you can be. And you probably won't like where you was the next day. But I promise you, this is not that event. And if you don't like me, or if you don't support me, don't come. It's that simple. Don't come. Don't spend your money. Don't come to see what's going on. Just stay home or go to the other events that you want to do. Just don't come. I promise you. I'm not that dude at all. Shoot, Knight. Number 5156029653. I promise you guys that it's going to be a great event. I promise you guys that you are going to be thoroughly entertained, and I need for you to understand it is bigger than what you think. It is a whole lot bigger than what you think. We are trying to make sure, they say, for the culture. I have my thoughts on that. I think we got Sax Life joining us again. Sax Life, you know,
and I got disconnected. I heard you telling people if they didn't like you not to come. Oh, no, no, don't say that. I want my enemies, my brothers, my sisters, my motivators, my haters. I want them all to come. That's what. Let them all come. Hold them back. Let them come. Seriously.
Oh, they can keep their negative energy at home.
It's time,
they would not be able to step through the doors.
Oh, yeah. Positive energy would overtake that negative energy. All day. You put your heart and soul into this, bro. You got people behind you that
you're
ready.
Right.
We ready. It's going to be fine. It's definitely going to be fine. Gas House, I got one thing to say. It's show love. It's show love to everybody. I've been a part of Gaston County my entire life until I made this move. And one thing that irked me about living in Gaston County and Gastonia was the crab mentality. You see one person going to a next level, you want to pull them down. It's time out for all that. We need to help one another, encourage one another.
I think
and
we
stop talking about each other. Seriously. Seriously.
Let me go to a commercial. We'll come back and we'll talk some more with you. All right?
All right, bro.
Number to call. 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, you are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load. And dropping off is just the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control, to skiing with no rubber and numerous Gucci hoes, to robbed at 22 put in the hospital, 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on, but I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5, no surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right, all my life I've been behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. Got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah, with God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo. And you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. The number again is 515-602-9653. Zach, you still with me?
Yes, sir. Right here. Hello?
I think he's still on here, guys. We are probably having some issues with the weather. You still on here, Zach?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Hello?
Okay, like I was saying real quick before I let Sax go in, like I was saying, there's friends that I know support Sax. And I know that those people will definitely be at the show. But what I'm tripping on right now is there's friends that have gone silent on me. Friends that have not even said, yo, I don't know if I can make it, or I don't know if but I'm gonna purchase a ticket, you know, you can give it away or whatever the case may be. I ain't seen those people yet, and I'm gonna wait till after this festival. And it's okay, cause I have learned. Somebody told me that, you know, certain people are in your life for a season. And I need to learn that when people exit your life, it's because that season has run its course with you and that person. And then there's some people that are putting your play in place with you, to run with you, to roll with you your entire life. I have those people. I do. I have those people. But I also have realized that there are those people that are just seasonal. And they have made it very, very plain that they are seasonal. And I will, at first I didn't want to accept that. I do. I wholeheartedly accept that there are people in my life that are seasonal. So once you leave up out of my circumference, and I hope it's in a good way, but most of the time it's not. But once you leave out of my circumference, I promise you it's going to be very, very, very hard for me to even deal with you on any level. And there will be times where you will need this brother, I promise you. And there might be times where I need you. I will not bow down to anyone that has authority, power, whatever the case they want to call it, just because of that. I will continue to do the things I'm doing for the community. I will continue to do the things I'm doing on this show. And if you don't like it, please find another platform to listen to or find someone else to troll. Because I promise you, this is not who you want to troll. You do not want to do that. But anyhow, Sax Life, you still with me, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, bro.
What we going to do next week? What we going to do next week?
In the mortal words of MC Hammer, we going to turn this mother out.
I love it.
Turn this mother out. And while I'm on here, I want to personally invite my family and friends from Dallas, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gas House. Gas House. Please come. Charlotte. Shelby. Kings Mountain. Mount Holly. Stanley.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to have a good time, hear some live music. No drama. Come to the 10th Annual Independent Art Festival at the Little Theater in Gastonia. And come to the Red Carpet Affair. The Red Carpet Affair is going to be, I mean, you see these award shows. You get ready to see the 10th Annual Independent Art Festival Red Carpet. And I'm telling you, if you want to come out there looking fly, and looking nice, ladies, wear whatever you want to wear. But that night is going to be one for the books.
Sax saying he getting ready to bring his threads out. He getting ready to bring them out. I couldn't have said better myself. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show and letting the people hear, you know, your love, your total lifelong love for the art. I just don't understand how no one knows or how people don't want to acknowledge how bad this brother is when it comes to playing this sax. I don't think y'all understand what you're dealing with. I don't think you understand. But on a musician level, sax is on a whole nother level than the average cat around here. On a whole nother level. And you know, yes, he has his haters, those that want to hate on him also. But it's okay. Let them hate. They hate all of us. They hate on everybody. Jesus got hated on too. I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but Jesus said, you can do the things I've done if you believe in me. So, hey. It is what it is. We're going to have those haters. We're going to have those naysayers. We're going to have those nozellas. We're going to have those negative Nancys and negative Nancys. We're going to have them, but it's okay. Because at the end of the day, those negative people, I promise you, will be sitting way back in the back of the event trying to see they can see. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Sax, thank you, brother, for coming on. And you're going to come back on next week because we're going to have more artists on the show next week. You want to leave them with anything?
All I'm going to leave them with this. Show love, don't talk it.
That's right, brother. All right. That's right. You can show love a million more times and more accurately than sitting there saying how much you love somebody or how much you love something. You are definitely right. You are definitely right. All right, brother. Love you, and I will talk to you off the air.
All right, bro. Take care of yourself.
All right, brother. Guys, I do this show, as I tell you all the time, I do this show for you because I know that there is a platform that's needed. And sometimes is a platform needed without judgment for you to be just who you are. And I want to continue to give you that platform. If you don't do nothing, guys, please come out to the Independent Artist Festival next Saturday. You can go on Eventbrite right now, and you can purchase your ticket for $8. At the door, they're going to be $12. But support. Support the show. Support your local artists. Support the Little Theater of Gastonia. We, you know, if the Little Theater of Gastonia wasn't here, what would we be doing? Where would we go? We need to start enlightening our young people with the arts again. They need to be reintroduced and know how important the arts are in our community. And the only way they can do that is if we support the things that are bringing the arts right to their face. That's all we need to do. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to take time to thank you guys for everything. Please continue to support the show. I do this show for you. And as I tell you each and every day on this day, that I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. I will see you guys on Monday. Y'all have a great week. Please go out there, buy your tickets, get somebody else to buy their tickets. We will have a successful day. You guys have definitely survived the day with the day. See you next week.